Hi, I'm Andrew Duncan. I'm here with Ginny Cheevers, Wellington's best mortgage broker. Ginny, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Andrew, for the opportunity to talk to you and talk to all your blog followers and podcast listeners.
Thank you.
I've been a broker now for 18 years, so it's been a long time, and I really love my job. It's extremely rewarding. What gives me the biggest buzz is getting people's finance approved when they actually didn't think that it was going to be able to get approved, and it means that they can achieve the dream of owning their home. So what a mortgage broker actually does is helps people arrange mortgage finance basically to purchase a residential property.
And
So
you'll deal with a number of different banks to do that.
absolutely, yeah. So we have a range of lenders on our panel, which include all the major banks except for the BNZ and Kiwibank, who don't actually deal with brokers. Well, the BNZ does now in Auckland and Christchurch, but not quite in Wellington. So yeah,
Interesting.
all the main banks, plus a few other of the smaller banks and some other non-bank lenders. So basically, I'm of the view that there should be at least a lender on our panel that will be able to approve finance for anybody basically that I come across.
And how does the service work? Do the buyers pay you once they get a mortgage, or does it cost anything to use a broker?
No, not at all. The banks actually pay, or the lenders pay, as a commission once the mortgage is settled. And so basically, we're just viewed as a distribution channel for the lenders. So just like they would have their own branch staff and mobile managers as a distribution channel, we're just another distribution channel. So I know sometimes people feel that they might be at a disadvantage then, in using a broker because they think the banks have to pay us, but the banks have to pay their own bank staff as well. So we're only getting actually paid out on reward when we actually do the business, not getting paid every fortnight.
I know personally from my experience, I bought a home in December, which you helped me with, and you got me a huge cash incentive and a big discount on our interest rate, which I don't think we would have got otherwise. So I've seen it work a number of times. Do people feel shy when they're telling their financial situation to a complete stranger? In that case, do you find there's a kind of a period where they're a little bit unsure of?
I probably say a couple of times I've had clients where they haven't wanted to tell me information, and I've just said, well, if you don't tell me, I can't help you, because without basic numbers, there's no way you can process an application. But for me, I'm information gathering. The numbers mean, I mean, they do mean something, but if you go to McDonald's every day, doesn't bother me. I'm not going to make any judgment at all about what people spend their money on, why they might be at a certain age and they haven't got a lot of savings. It's everyone's their own, got their own personal situations, and I'm not there to pass any judgment at all. I'm just there to gather information, process it, put their application together, submit it to the bank so we can get an approval.
Speaking of savings, are banks at this stage lending to buyers with less than a 20% deposit?
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of people are using their KiwiSaver as all of their deposit or part of their deposit. So KiwiSaver does count as part of the bank's need for you to show genuine savings. So I've had some clients where they've only had 10% deposit, they might have had 5% come genuine savings from their KiwiSaver. The other 5% might be a gift from family. So there is that opportunity there that you can get into a property with that kind of lower deposit. And I think that's where a brokers like myself can add real value to your application, because we're presenting it to the bank in a way that we want to achieve an approval. So we're pulling out all the positives of your situation and selling that to the bank. So you might not have a huge deposit saved, but then we're going to draw on those other strengths of your application and to help get an approval through. I often say to clients, it's all about balancing positives and negatives, and I've got to have more positives than I have negatives. So for every negative, I've got to at least have one or two positives that I can use to mitigate that.
So positives might be a strong track record at your job, or a particularly strong position at your company and things
like
that.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, those things are exactly right. Definitely.
I know personally, from experience, that when you sit down at the bank, you feel like it's a job interview, no matter how friendly they are. So the big difference I've seen working with you is that you feel like you've got an advocate there working on your behalf, not someone, sitting across from you trying to, that you feel nervous talking about your...
That's right. And I think you're right there, Andrew, because when clients see me, I want to make it happen for them. So I want to get the right response for them. So I'm working earnestly on their behalf to, make their application stand out and look really good. And I think that's where the broker does add an extreme amount of value.
Once a buyer meets with you or gives you a rundown of their situation, how long does it normally take to get pre-approval from one of the lenders?
When things aren't absolutely crazy, the general rule of thumb is around 48 hours. But
wow,
unfortunately, when things are going absolutely crazy, I've had it take over a week to get a pre-approval. But that's because the banks are prioritising work. And if somebody has had an offer accepted on a property, well, of course, their application is going to take precedence over somebody who's only got a pre-approval.
So carry on.
Because with the pre-approval, as the banks know, and certainly I know, it can take some people forever to find a property. I helped a client last year, so that was 2014, and I first pre-approved her in 2009.
Wow.
So it took a long time for her to find a property. But I just stuck with her and we just worked through things and eventually we got the right property and right solution for you.
Cool. So say I'm an organised buyer, I've got my pre-approval set up with one of the lenders, I've gone out, I've found a property that I like and I want to make an offer or put in a tender, how long should I put down for a finance condition? What's a reasonable period of time if I've got pre-approved finance?
Okay, if you've got pre-approved finance, I normally say to clients, you could put in a 3-day finance clause and you're quite safe in terms of time frame of getting it signed off. However, in a competitive market like it is now, a lot of clients, they can't even put finance clauses in their offers because they won't get the property. They're up against so much competition, people going unconditional.
So unconditional means you're putting in, just an offer with no finance condition,
no other conditions either. Yeah.
And are you getting a lot of clients, you're saying, requesting that?
Yep.
And so you're able to help them with that?
Yep, absolutely. And what I do is I ask them then for the draft sale and purchase agreement, tender document or auction document. I get the details of the property. I send it all through to the bank. I say to the bank, is everything that I've provided you going to be okay? And they'll say yes or no. So basically, I've dotted the I's, crossed the T's for the client, so then they can make the unconditional offer. I've got a client putting in a tender at the end of this week. If they don't go unconditional, they won't get it. So they need to be in that position. I need to help them get in that position. But I think that's the issue when people go directly to the bank. It's so easy for the bank to just not really care whether the clients get the property or not and say, I'm just sticking a finance condition. I've had so many real estate agents come to me and say, I've got clients who are working with Kiwi Bank. Kiwi Bank have told them they have to put a 10-day finance clause in and they're already pre-approved. That's just not helping the client.
Yeah.
That's not helping them at all. Whereas I want to be in a position where I've help the client to the point that really they're only going to miss out because of price, and then that's their own decision.
For our clients, you know, the most of the offers that we have go through are either unconditional or they're 3 to 5 working days max. Very rare that we get something accepted which is 10 working days. Jenny, just to skip back a bit, if someone, you know, was not to get pre-approved for finance, if someone was to get turned down by a bank, what are the most common reasons for that? Is it lots of debt, or is there a particular factor which usually comes up in terms of their, you know, ability to borrow?
Yeah, I suppose the ones I've had recently, the last couple that I've had knocked back, have been more because the clients have wanted to, or I suppose needed to, if they want to live in particular areas, spend a certain amount of money and they just haven't got the income ability. But that's mainly combined with the fact that they've got a less than 20% deposit. So the income servicing test that the bank does becomes slightly stricter.
So where they've been living, they've had too high a cost of living, basically, and they've been overcommitted to that, essentially.
Well, I think it's more that when they come to actually, the bank does their own calculation on whether the client can afford the mortgage, and it doesn't match up to the policy that they've got. And the policy is different when you've got less than 20% than if whether you've got 20% or more deposit.
So it gets stricter.
It gets stricter on the smaller deposits. So
one more thing I was going to ask on that. If someone's been directly to their bank and they've been turned down, would you still recommend they contact you to see if their situation might be different with a different lender?
Absolutely. I had a client recently who was approved with one bank who approved a certain amount of money and had a number of conditions where a couple of other debts had to be repaid. I went to that exact same bank, got the client more money with less conditions.
Wow.
So, but that's the added value that I did in terms of selling their application to the bank, which she wasn't able to do herself when she went into the branch, and hence the approval wasn't that good for her.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
And that's, I guess, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but is that because you know how to present their case to the bank and you know who to speak to and the right avenues to take to,
absolutely,
to get their approval?
Yeah, absolutely. And I work on the basis too that you've got one shot at making a good impression. So you don't want to send your application to the bank and then have any kind of doubts. You want them to look at it and go, yeah, there's a deal here. Not look at it and go, oh, I think this might be a bit bad, or I think this might be a bit bad. And I think that is, you know, one of the great things about what I enjoy about my role is seeing a deal there and making it happen. So all that, you might not fit neatly inside all the boxes, but you can see that there's a deal there, and it's just being able to present it to the bank in that kind of shining light that gets the approval for the client.
Perfect. Perfect. Jenny, thank you so much. I think there's just so much value there for people that you know, can really save them time, you know, help them you know, avoid a few mistakes, and potentially get them into a house where they otherwise mightn't have thought they could have, whether a bank's turned them down or they think they don't have a big enough deposit. The message really is to get in touch and talk about it first before they give up. How can people get in touch with you if they'd like to talk more about it?
Okay, so the best way to get hold of me is probably to call my cell phone or send me a text on 027 244 6686, or you can send me an email, which is jenny@jennychevers.co.nz. But if you live in Wellington and you pick up the Property Press, I'm advertised in there almost every week, so I'm not too hard to find, and I'd really look forward to helping any of you that are listening and you know, want to buy a home. But just, I suppose, another just little thing, now we've talked a lot about first home buyers, a lot of people think that brokers are only necessary for first home buyers, but definitely not. I've helped a number of people who are, you know, buying their second or third home, they're buying an investment property, or they may be even refinancing. So there's, you know, anything to do with mortgages, contact me and I'll be able to help you out.
Perfect.
Good.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
Jenny.
Andrew.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope you guys enjoyed that.